Hey, welcome to Big Radio. Block Talk Radio. Why do I always forget that? Come on, first. But anyways, Big Dreams LA Radio, host Lyrical Poet. The topic today is having unity. The devil knows that's too much power. When we're divided, the devil loves that because that's where the violence comes in, the hatred comes in. Many people not dealing with each other, talking about each other, downing each other, and all sorts of negative things that follow. But when everybody comes together and united, you know, people show more love and, you know, show people that others really care and is more positive and loving and comfort when everybody comes together. Everybody want to help each other and make sure everybody, you know, better than what they are in now, because so many people are divided and so many people are selfish, so many people act foolish. But when you show more love and less hate, that's powerful. And, you know, God is love. So what's wrong in the world today is many people lack that relationship with God. So that's why there's so much hatred in the world right now. And a lot of people let what they go through in life, you know, make them show less love. Because if you let some affect you on the outside, it gets inside, and sometimes you'll take it out on the next person, and your intention is not to take it out on anybody, but we all have control of ourselves and what we want to do with our lives and how we want to act towards people in our lives, and if we want to show more love than hate, you know, because you have the power to do whatever you want to do. If you want to show love, you're going to show love. If you don't want to show love, you ain't going to show love, and that's just how it is. And you have the power to control anything. You know, you don't have to be show hatred towards people, or people don't have to be violent towards one another, or people don't have to, you know, take from others because they lack, you know, in certain areas of their lives. But, you know, walking with God, he teaches us how to love unconditionally, even though at times people do things to you, or, you know, things just not going right in your life. If you stand on love with anything, you know, you're going to come out better. You're going to be a better person, and you're going to show people in the world that, you know, everybody don't show hatred or give hatred towards people no matter what they've been through in life. You know, so let's come together, you know, let's make the world a better place. But that also starts with people first working on themselves to, you know, renew their minds to see things in a better perspective, because I'm renewing my mind, trying to get me better, dealing with myself, focusing on myself is not going to help the next person if they're not focusing and trying to change their own mind or change any area in their lives. You know, my focus on my personal self is that's just me. You know, I can't help. I mean, I can encourage somebody else to focus on bettering themselves or focus on, you know, changing the community, world, nation, global, you know, but that has to be in a person's heart to want to do that. And when you're in the world and everything coming against you and nobody's on your side or everybody's always into it, it's always going to be a clash. It's always going to be a clash, and it's always going to be conflict, confrontation. And we have no power if we're fighting against each other, always killing each other, and, you know, just going against each other. That's where we have no power there, because we gain nothing. We lose when we divide it. When we unite it and bring unity, that's where the power comes in. That's where we can elevate, you know, and go to the top with everybody, not just, oh, I'm by myself and I'm not going to the, ain't nobody coming to the top with me. No, the only reason you get to the top is to help somebody else to the top. you know, not get to the top and think you just on top of the world by yourself. You might be on top of the world, but you have to help other people up in the process. That's where the unity and the division stops right there, when you succeed to help others up as you grow up. We have to show more love in the world, less hate. More love and less hate. Hatred is getting us nowhere. We're really losing showing hate, and it's not working. Well, it's not working right with the hatred. I don't see how people could live in a world and be and have that much hatred in them. I understand that we all go through something in our lives, but what we go through in life is not to make us bitter and angry and mad at the world. It's for us to learn, to grow, to elevate, to strengthen ourselves, become wiser, to, you know, encourage somebody else to become wiser, stronger, and better in their lives. You know, you could always encourage somebody or give them the wisdom that you have, but if they don't want to change for themselves, then there's really nothing you can do about it. And if you keep talking to people, trying to get them to see what you see or how you feel about things, that stuff can get draining. But, you know, united we stand tall and divided we fall. And I'm tired of the world falling because of people's ignorance and stupidity. Like, I don't see how people could be so ignorant and show stupidity like that, but that a lot of people like being like that, because if you didn't like being like that, you wouldn't be like that. And you have control however you want to be. I want to read Luke 1, 26 through 38. Now, in the sixth month, the angel Gabriel was sent by God to a city of Galilee named Nazareth, to a virgin betrothed to a man whose name was Joseph of the house of David. The virgin's name was Mary. And having came in, the angel said to her, "Rejoice, highly favored one. The Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women." But when she saw him, she was troubled at his saying, and considered what manner of greeting this was. Then the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary, for you have found favor with God. And behold, you will conceive in your womb and bring forth a son, and shall call his name Jesus. He will be great, and will be called Son of the Highest. And the Lord God will give him the throne of his father David. And he will reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there will be no end." Then Mary said to the angel, "How can this be, since I do not know a man?" And the angel answered and said to her, "The Holy Spirit will come upon you, and the power of the Highest will overshadow you. Therefore also that Holy One who is to be born will be called the Son of God. Now indeed, Elizabeth, your relative, has also conceived a son in her old age, and this is now the sixth month for her who was called barren. For with God nothing will be impossible." Then Mary said, "Behold, the maidservant of the Lord, let it be me according to your word." And the angel departed from her. Again, that was Luke chapter 1, verse 30 through 38. You know, the Holy Spirit, Jesus came so the Holy Spirit can guide us to be better, to do better, what not to do, what to do. Even though we all fall short and make mistakes, no one will ever be perfect, but if we continue working at it to bring unity to the world, after a while, it's going to change. It's not going to change overnight, and it's going to be a battle because everybody's not on the same level spiritually, mentally, and emotionally. And we just have to be on one accord, you know. We all on different levels, and we just have to work together to bring about the unity that we need in the world so we can all be powerful and take away the devil's schemes that he has other people doing, and how people out here killing up these kids in third world countries, and you know how out here in the United States they just killing people behind gangs and over property that they don't even own. You know, most gangs start because of where you grew up at, and that's where the people come together because of what part of the state and city you grew up in. But it's like, you don't own a property. You're fighting over something you don't own, like, and it's really damaging our world. The negative effects of the world is damaging our world and damaging our people. I was homeless before, but I never had to actually sleep outside on the ground or under a freeway or something like that. I slept in a car and lived in a motel for like 3 years, but I see so many people in the world when I'm on, you know, when I'm going around handling business. I see a lot of people living under freeways, you know, living on the side of the streets. Like, I'm in Cali, so in downtown LA, you have people all up and down the streets and tents and the traps and stuff like that. Man, it's like we need to come together because there's too many people homeless, like, and that's not cool. Like it's raining right now in Cali today, and like, where can they find shelter to stay dry when they have nowhere to go? And that can be damaging to a person too, to where a person lose hope that things will never change in their life. But if you stick with God, you know, like the verse said in Luke 1:37, for with God nothing will be impossible. So with God everything is possible. You just have to believe it in your spirit and stop letting negative things affect your spirit. But all things are possible with God on your side. All things, not some things, all things.
It seems we have a problem.
Poet Sycamorean Lyrical coming through to this rock beat that's been blessed by another Blaze Beats production. And we coming through. My sister said to a city near you, and when it happens, please tell me exactly what you gon' do. Enduring heavy struggle while relinquishing the pain, to keep the hustle going, be strategic to the game. The devil sneaking in and putting fire to the flames, when mentally it seems you can't manage to maintain. It hurts you deep inside from the feelings that you cry, but you live another day while you're fighting to survive. Release the pain and die and watch him work and subside. And look at the horizon, just a place that you alive.
Reaching my horizons with the Lord on my side. Devils come against me, haters don't even try. Haters everywhere, physical attraction, make sure beware. Evilness taking over, watch out, God saves, no four-leaf clover. Industry artists have no heart, saving lost souls, keep that in mind. Challenges come and go, best believe I'm gonna get mine. 2 steps back, 2 steps forward, lyrical shines, cause her beholder glory goes to him, I'm one of his soldiers.
During heavy struggle, while relinquishing the pain, to keep the hustle going, be strategic to the game. The devil sneaking in and putting fire to the flames, when mentally it seems you can't manage to maintain. It hurts you deep inside from the feelings that you cried, but you live another day while you're fighting to survive. Release the pain of God and watch him work and subside. And look at your horizons just to praise and be alive.
Be who you are, no need to pretend and only mean fake. Wake up, take your mask off, maybe you can't relate. Devil got minds gone, flashing money, sing the same songs. Don't need drama, too much negativity. Oh, it's okay, you can be ahead of me. Gonna get to the finish line, blessing tailor made. It's in God's time, patience is a virtue. These haters flurry, wipe out, no max flurry. Devil see God's soldiers, they run in a hurry. Devil see God's soldiers, they run in a hurry.
Keep you on your toes like a PO to a case. That's being put up on your record that you can't erase. Trials and tribulations, there's no choice we have to face. Harmonic heaven, not horizons by these beats by a blaze. Listen at me closely like I got a speech impediment. Elevation to the source, I set them up for settlement. Haters bounce back, stop making it irrelevant. Poets in unity, bringing wisdom that end of the day, rush your fighting to survive. Release the pain that got it, watch it work and subside. And look at the horizon, just the place that you alive.
Be who you are, no need to pretend, it don't mean fake. Wake up, take your mask off, maybe you can relate. Though I got minds going, flesh and money, singing same song, don't need drama. Too much negativity, oh it's okay, you can be ahead of me. Don't get to the finish line, best tell me, it's a God's time, patience is a virtue. These haters very wipe out, no max flurry. Devil see, got soldiers, they run in a hurry. Devil see, got soldiers, they run in a hurry. You're bumping your gums, you don't want none. Fight you in the spirit, make souls hear it. Demons tremble, peace, joy, how many really have it? Instead of all that rambling, like a mystery game trying to dismantle you. Don't come with a scandal, get caught with a dead brain. People living in misery, going insane, like a wild animal can't be tamed. Devils have our brains like a merry-go-round. Devils have our brains like a merry-go-round. Devils have our brains like a merry-go-round.
People showing aggravation, breaking up the concentration, trying to be polite with so much hesitation. Encourage, don't discourage, it's too much in this nation. Examine yourself, is it proper presentation? Unworthy and lyrical, yes, we making history. Stop making things so complex, it's not a secret mystery. But flows bliss from heaven, that's projected lyrically. You feel this in yourself, otherwise speaking spiritually. Enduring heavy struggle while relinquishing the pain. To keep the hustle going, be strategic to the game. The devil sneaking in, putting fire to the flames. When mentally it seems you can't manage to maintain, it hurts you deep inside from the feelings that you tried. But you live another day while you're fighting to survive. Release the pain of God and watch him work it subside. And look at the horizon, just the place that you alive.
Be who you are, no need to pretend, it don't even fake. Wake up, take your mask off, maybe you can't relate. Devil got minds gone, flesh and money, sing the same songs, don't need drama. Too much negativity, oh it's okay, you can be ahead of me. Gonna get to the finish line, blessing telling me, isn't got time, patience is a virtue. These haters blurry, wipe out no max flurry. Devil see, got soldiers, they run in a hurry. Devil sees, got soldiers, they run in a hurry.
It hurts you deep inside from the feelings that you cried. But you live another day while you're fighting to survive. Release the pain of God and watch him work and subside. And look at the horizons just to praise him through with life. Poets Inc., Blaze Beats Production, we out.
Be who you are, no need to be fake. You know, no need for all that. Take the mask off so you can relate, you know. And that's real, like. Come on, we need to come together, teamwork, make the dream work, you know? And it'll be better for all of us to come together because some of us all have the same vision inside, but you have people out here that's selfish and only thinking about themselves. But if we were all together, you know, your ideas would be cool with my ideas, but too many people out here want to compete with each other, and just because somebody's better at something than them, you know, it doesn't work right, and it always comes into conflict, and we always have conflicts when they come, like when things like that happen, you know, two people with, you know, different mentalities and different personalities conflict, and you know, we have to come together, but it doesn't mean people need to. You know your position. We all got a position to play. And as long as people know their position, then everything going to be all right. When we make moves together, it's less violence because people going to show love. And, you know, it ain't going to be no room to show violence. I mean, you will show violence or people have hatred in their heart, you know. And you don't have to take your anger out on the next person. Because the next person ain't the reason why you're angry, mad, and bitter. It's your fault because you let that happen to you. You have control over yourself. That's why in our weaknesses, God give us his strength. And when you're not walking with God, you know, you lose power. And you really lose power. Like, you don't have, it takes you a minute to bounce back. You lose hope, like things ain't gonna change, but in reality, things are going to change. You just need to change your mind frame about the things that you're looking at that need changed in your life. And when you look at it differently, you'll see the changes slowly but surely come to pass and manifest in your life. Whatever God put in you, whatever vision he gave you, he's going to bring it to pass. You just have to be, you know, the spiritual knowledge comes into effect in your life. because the struggle is real, and united, we need to come together. And the world doesn't acknowledge God like they should. That's why it's so much going on in the world now. And until people stop having a blind eye about who God really is, then how can the world ever change when the person of the world created the world for you to have a relationship with him? And we will be, a lot of people will be further ahead on the right path that they want to be instead of on the wrong path that's making them unhappy. But when you don't have the Holy Spirit to guide you and you don't listen to what your spirit is trying to tell you to do and you want to do things on your own, this is how we cannot become united. Because if the Holy Spirit is trying to tell you to do something that the Holy Spirit is telling me to do, and then you coming against, you know, what the Holy Spirit is telling you, and I'm trying to do what the Holy Spirit is telling me, then how can we bring unity? It's going to always be separation and division. It's like in groups. I don't like working in groups because everybody have their own personality, and some people just don't work well in groups. I'm sorry. And it's like, it's always a person in the group that's going to have the group going down. And it's like, come on, you have to play your part, know your position. We all got a position in life. You just got to know your position in life. And, you know, we're going to be all right. We're going to be all right. The devil is a liar. He can't keep this world down. Nah, the devil is a liar. But he could keep you down if you let him keep you down. So get with God and let him build you. You have to be broken for him to rebuild you, because we've been adapt to things. We've been adapt to our own ways and stuff like that. So it all works out for the better. And, you know, we need the power. We need the power in life. So let's get back unity in the world. That part right there.
What paths initially I'm taking? I got a new chance because today I was awakened. Forgiving my enemies, yet the Lord I'm thanking. The food that's on the table, the place I lay for bed, the air that I am breathing, this roof over my head. Still walking on this earth, man, I could have been dead. My spirit overjoyed and my tears silently shed.
Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning? Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning? Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning? Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning?
Have you ever thought one day you can be gone, never knowing when God gon' call you home? You can never get a notice or even a voicemail. Come together, devil, evil spirits burned in hell. Can't take another lost soul, ruining people life, watching disaster after disaster, getting more frowns to smile. Devil, when his troopers will never take this nation. Too many God soldiers ready at attention.
Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning? Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning? Do you find peace, joy, God gives in the morning?
the morning.
Find the peace and joy that you need so we can make the world a better place. Being miserable, angry, and evil-hearted, cold-hearted, whatever you want to call it, that's not going to make the world a better place, make, you know, way for the next generation, make the world safe or anything. Because when you're angry and you're not right in your spirit, you're capable of doing anything because you are going off how you feel and what's inside of you that you don't like. But that all comes into play where you have, it all depends on your relationship with God, how you feel inside. And that's what most people are lacking. That's why we can't bring unity in the world, because some people's souls, your spirit, your spirit is being neglected, and you're not getting the spiritual food that you need, like the word of God you need in your life. You need God's word so you can be well-balanced in life, you know, so you won't be mean, bitter, evil, and cold-hearted in the world. So get a relationship with God, and don't let nobody tell you about God if you haven't experienced him for yourself. You have to experience him for yourself. That's the only way you're going to find out who he is. I want to read something I wrote way back in August 21st, 2013. Creative juices flow like a river, swat away little critters. Devils create people like Hitler, killing people's dreams while his soul shivered. Chilly wintertime, no blanket, took the easy way out because the hard way he couldn't make it. Choices we all make on a daily basis. Why people be hating, two-facing. Rain gonna come, best believe the sun gonna shine again. Jesus in my soul, all I do is win. Battle every day because it's a spiritual war. It's all good, more knowledge I absorb. God sends his reward, scars, wounds patched up. Left him in the past, even pain got packed up. Sent back to the devil, he might have recycled it. Now he has to come better. Been attacked with too many hard hits. Will not sit and be a victim. Running this race just too magnificent. Created by our holder, cream of the crop. Natural born soldier, only the strong survive. So I keep my faith in God. Watch how my visions multiply. Oh, kill him. God has gifted me with a gift of being very lyrically blessed. And, you know, it's not me, because I didn't know I could do this without having a relationship with God. And he's working in me to be a light, to bring unity to the world and show people in the world that God really is real. And if you just have a relationship with God, he's going to work it out for you, and he's going to work it out for everybody else in the world, because he'll use you to do things in the world that, you know, a lot of people are scared to do because they're scared of what others think about them, because, you know, a lot of people don't want to hear about God. But they need God in their life, but they reject God. And when God is good to them, you know, they acknowledge him. Only when God is good to them. And, you know, you can't be a person that only acknowledge somebody when they're good to you. Especially somebody created you, you know? Like, he can't work in your life like that. And he can't work through you to help others and help the others in the world either. So, you know, we got to come together to bring unity. And some people need to really grow up in life in order for us to bring unity in the world. A lot of people, like I said before, we on different levels, but that's because a lot of people don't want to grow. And when you don't want to grow, how can you change? You have to grow in order to change. And that's just the way it is. You don't want to be stuck being the same, doing the same thing, you know? And only God can open up your eyes and open up your heart But you have to be willing to let him open up your heart so you could understand the things that he's trying to tell you so he could better your life, you know. And you got gifts inside you that only God could, you know, bring forth in your life. But this comes into play where you have to praise and worship God. And you can't take it as a joke because this spiritual walk is really real. And the devil knows if people get a real, real good, strong relationship with God, he's going to lose his power. Because that, then there's no way we cannot bring unity if people have a better and stronger relationship with God. And that's just the way it is, you know. You have to have a relationship with God. It's like your life really depends on it. If people would help each other, a lot of people wouldn't be in messed up situations. You know, some people are probably homeless because don't nobody want to help them. And, you know, a lot of people in the world do look down on homeless people because they're less fortunate or because they're lacking this or because they don't look like us physically, you know. But spiritually and emotionally, mentally, they're all messed up. And, you know, just a little show of love will, you know, change people's whole spirit. You know, sometimes people give up in situations like that to where they, like I said, have no hope. And having no hope, you will fall into a depression. And we just have to change the world because it's not cool for people to be homeless and sleeping out on streets and curbs and under freeways, pushing baskets and stuff like that. That's why people need to have a strong relationship with God so we could all work together to better each other and stop competing with each other, because it's not about competition and it's not about material gains of what you have. It's about what's in your heart and do you help other people, how you treat other people. That's what it's about. Material things fade away. It's only temporary, and it only brings temporary satisfaction. But when you help somebody and treat somebody right, that lasts forever in a person's heart, especially a person that's down in their spirit. Personal development, people need to work on themselves. They do. You have to work on yourself. You know, you can't change anything. You can't even change your life if you're not working on yourself. You can't change your mind frame if you're not working on yourself. You can't change the game if you're not working on yourself. Because you got to look at life and things in a different perspective. And when you're not knowledgeable about things, change cannot occur. You know, we keep making mistakes. The mistakes going to keep coming back around until we learn the lesson that we gotta have to get out of that mistake. And when people don't learn, you know, that same situation to come back. I mean, well, that same lesson to come back in a different form, in a different way. You just have to know that's where the spiritual, you know, discernment come in at. It's, things are spiritual. And if you ain't on your spiritual level, you're gonna miss a lot of things. Like a lot of things that happen in this world where we are in a spiritual warfare and people are not understanding that. So, you know, let's have unity. Put the devil, you know, stuff on his head. Let's bring the power back, you know, in the world. Show more love. You know, we could all go to the top. You know, everybody just can't be trying to pull the person on top down, you know. Just come on up, you know. I can't come down and stay down with you. You have to come up. Let's go, come up, like, you know, but you can only come up when you grow. We will all be on one accord, all on the same page if we bring unity, you know. That's where the united comes in at, when we all on the same level mentally and spiritually. We are, okay, well, you know, that's right, you know, okay, let's do this, you know. And, you know, we all be on one accord about it. And, you know, man, a powerful impact, you know. Making the world a better and safe place. We have to. Our next generation depend on it. The guidance, the knowledge, spiritual knowledge, connection with God. It all depends on it. Because some way these kids are growing up now, this already people lost in the world, but the way these children are being taught and, you know, guided right now, some of them are really going to have to learn the hard way. And, you know, we don't want them to learn the hard way, but if you're not taught and guided right, it's going to be a cost you got to pay to get it right. And that's just the way it is.
Another bad label, some lose their mind, that's what they go for. Right now we in a flowery zone, all you haters stay off my phone. Got a chance to success, no need to prolong. Got a chance to success, no need to prolong.
Living in the ghetto, rocking sandals, not the metal. Watching for our fun, cool, calm, collect and mellow. Musically artistic, violin over cello. Bye bye to my enemies while they saying hello. Proud of where I grew up on these city streets. My pig sis, lyrical with myself, a Maury. You can't tell me that you're not feeling this beat. Cause it's time to change the world, get up on your feet. Hey!
Yes, cause we living in a ghetto. People expect us to keep our head low. Just another bad label, some lose their mind, that's what they go for. Right now we in a flowery zone, all you haters stay off my phone. Got a chance to success, no need to prolong. Got a chance to success, no need to prolong. Yes, cause we living in a ghetto, people expect us to keep our head low. Just another bad label, some lose their mind, that's what they go for. Tick tock, the clock don't stop. Grew up in life with some hard knocks. Fell like needles to my soul. Through it all, my heart is never stone cold. So much pain sending messages to my brain. All I have is hope, I stand on faith. Thank God for his mercy and grace. I retrace the past, it brought me to my future. Just cause we living in a ghetto, people expect us to keep our head low. Just another bad label, some lose their mind, that's what they go for. Right now we in a flowery zone.
Be proud of where you from, if you're from the inner city. Give up your high horse, stop being so sedentary. Flow so beautiful, beyond being pretty. It's that fire heat from our poet committee. Hey!
I sell a show out, but I ain't worried about it. Save lost souls somehow, that's my smallest. Unity, us working together, star balling. Standing, never speaking in quicksand. Just cause we living in the ghetto, people expect us to keep our head low. Just another bad label, some lose their mind, that's what they go for. Right now we in a flowery zone, all you haters stay off my phone. Got a sense of success, no need to prolong. Got a sense of success, no need to prolong.
No matter where you from, the ghetto, whatever, make the best of your life. Don't let life make you into something you're not, because that's where we really have become divided, because people let the struggles of life make them something they're not. I want to read a poem by Terry Webb. Tell me about Jesus. He was born in a manger in the cradle of hay. We celebrate this occasion now as Christmas Day. He is the bright sunshine full of glory. Knowing he exists, you need not worry. He is the light for you, also the light for me. He is the light for all mankind. From sin, we are set free. Tell me about Jesus. He is like the purity and kindness of a dove. Our one and only Savior sent from heaven above. With the mighty voice, all our Savior Jesus has to do is speak. He heals the blind and gives strength to the weak. With Jesus Christ in our life, you are truly blessed. Without him in your life, you're living in distress. Tell me about Jesus. He strengthens you and he preserves you. He will even fortify you. He directs you and shelters you. He will even help support you. He is the help to all mankind. If he had not come, we would still be blind. He is God's Son, Earth's Savior and King, whose precious gift of love compares to other things. I can go on and on with this never-ending story, but I will tell you this. He is my morning glory. Again, that's the poem called Tell Me About Jesus by Terry Webb. So let Jesus in your life so you could be set free from bondage and stop letting things that you go through in your life affect how you are in life. So we can bring unity. United, we stand. Divided, we fall. Hope you all enjoyed the show. Today's topic was having unity. The devil knows that's too much power. No hate at all. Is we gonna have more love. No hate at all. More love, baby. Making moves together, less violence. No more killing. No more nonsense. Teamwork, make the dream work. We gonna all live better. Because it ain't about material things and cheddar. If people would help each other, a lot of people wouldn't be in messed up situations. Learn to help. Stop being so selfish. Personal development, people need to work on themselves. Work on themselves, yes. Work on yourself to make a better you so you can make a better life for yourself. We will all be on one accord, all on the same page. Yeah, let's get it. Making the world a better and safe place for the next generation. Your kids, my kids, your friends' kids, your cousins' kids, and all the rest to follow. Hope you enjoyed the show today. Have a great weekend. Have a good rest of the Friday. Enjoy it. Renew your minds. Relax. Calm your spirits. You need some me time because the world could put so much heaviness on your shoulder. You need some me time. Big Dreams LA with Lyrical Poet.